in the content of that bracha, you're allowed to ask in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. If you're not sure where it fits, do it in Shema Kolenu. Shema Kolenu, right before Kiyata Shomea, you could stop there and ask for anything. Stop. Next time you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, make it Marav. Stop before Kiyata Shomea and make a personalized request. Ask Hashem for something. What do you ask for? There's a lot to ask for. Parnosa, Shaduchim, children. There's a whole gamut. There's a whole world of things to ask for. But ask personally, in your own words, in English. Don't do it in Hebrew, because Hebrew isn't my tongue. It's not natural. In English, ask Hashem for help with whatever you're looking for. Now, I don't know about you guys, but you may find something that I found over and over. Professionally, I teach high school, and I'll say this concept to a high school fellow, 16, 17-year-old guy. I'll tell him about davening and talking about personalizing Shemoneh Esrei, and this is sort of what happens. He gets ready, wow, Rabbi Schaefer talked about power of tefillah, I'm going to work on it. The next Shemoneh Esrei, he stands there, and he gets up to Shema Kolenu, and he stops, and he says, okay, now I'm going to ask Hashem, you know, I got a big test coming up, I'm going to ask Hashem for help. I'm not sure what I call you, Hashem. I guess Avinu, my father. Nobody sees me do this. Weird. Hashem. I kind of feel funny, you know, doing this. But I got this test coming up, and you know, I hope I'm allowed to do. Hashem, can I please help? Now listen to what I'm saying to you. Why did he have so much trouble? This guy has been davening since he's 6 years old. He's been davening Shemoneh Esrei for 10 years. Why can't he figure out what he calls? Hashem, my tati, my father, I feel so weird. Hope nobody looks at me. Hope nobody sees what I'm doing. You know why? Because for the first time in his life, he's davening. That is the first time that he's davening to his creator. That means every other time, he never came to the single cognition. I, little me, am talking to the creators of the heavens and the earth and making a request. Well, sir, where were you? Where were you in cheder? Where were you in high school? Where was your... I don't know. I was just reading the words. And gentlemen, I want you to understand, even if you get good at this, and even if you practice and you learn how to speak to Hashem, which is an art and a science, but even if you get good at it, you may find yourself, one Shemoneh Esrei, I got a real big deal to ask Hashem for. I got a business deal coming up. I have a kid I got to marry off. I have an issue, shidduch for myself. And you, in the middle of Shema Kolenu, you're ready, you say the words, and you're accustomed. You've done this a number of times before. You're used to this. You know how to speak to Hashem. And you say the words. And by the way, it's a lot better if you're married. It's a lot easier to daven. You know why? I put my talus over my head, and I don't care. You don't see me. I don't care. I can talk. Pretty hard. It's not so pushy when other people are looking. But imagine that you're able to do it. And you say, Hashem, you know, I have this real big deal thing. Could you please help me out? You may then, at that point, recognize something very interesting. Do you know, it's been a real long time since I talked to Hashem. It's been a real long time since I recognized that the creator of the heavens and the earth is present. And it's almost like I have to say, excuse me, I apologize for it being so long since I last visited. But recognize that is the essence of tefillah. Tefillah is a conversation. Tefillah is a request. Tefillah is my talking to Hashem and saying, please help me. And you should know, oftentimes we're given situations, needs, lacks, things in our life strictly so that we should need those things, so that we should come to talk to Hashem and ask. Because not only does asking work, but it's probably the greatest single catalyst for developing a real relationship with Hashem. And a real relationship means knowing that Hashem not only created the world, runs the world, maintains the world, but Hashem is present in my life. But it's not something that comes easy. It's not something that comes easy. It's something that requires attention. But says in the Siddur Sharim, if a person works on it, it's something that a person can master.